First and goal. They marked him out at the 7-yard line. Kenyon Drake replaces Gore in the backfield. Back to throw. Rolling to his right. Tannehill throws it. He's got a receiver. Touchdown, Miami. Kenny still. Brady under center. Play action fake. Back to throw. And he's got Edelman for the touchdown. Now Bolden comes back and lines up as a running back. Former Patriot as well.
Yes, he is.
They give the football. Fly tackle right up the middle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. The 20. Touchdown, Miami. Drake goes in motion. They give it to Bolden. Rolls to his right. Puts his head down. Touchdown. Unbelievable.
Who is this man? Brandon Bolden, another touchdown.
Back to throw Tannehill. Over the middle. Touchdown. Bryce Butler.
What a throw by Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do to Parker. Parker pitches it, and it's Drake. Drake, 30, 20. Gronkowski's got a tackle.
Oh, no way.
He got it in the end zone.
No way.
Touchdown.
The Dolphins win it.
Unbelievable.
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable!
I don't believe what I just saw!
Yeah! There you go, Valero! We're gonna do it right! Keep both hands on the wheel! But here we go! All of Miami is feeling it! All of Boston is sucking it!
Wow.
Something even better than a Dolphins win. It's a Dolphins win coupled with thousands of Patriots fans walking the hell out of there. Crank it up! Can you feel it? All of Miami! Feeling it! All of Boston! Sucking it! Crank it up! When it's a Dolphins win, coupled with Bill Belichick looking like a lost little puppy dog, the coaching genius turned into a coaching turd. He blew the game. Bill Belichick blew the game. When it's a Dolphins victory, coupled with column after column in newspapers in the Northeast lambasting Bill Belichick for dumb coaching decisions, crank it up! It's party day! When it's a Dolphins win, coupled with the Dolphins being firmly in the discussion for NFL playoffs, when it's a Dolphins win coupled with Tom Brady turning sad and dumbfounded on the sidelines in a matter of seconds, when it's a Dolphins win coupled with the irony of Rob Gronkowski not being able to stop a 69-yard play, 69 yards, that's his specialty, nice, that's when we know we can party, crank it up, Valero!
Next week, Minnesota.
They had no ass kickers.
Oh my God, does Miami feel good on this one?
They should.
Bill Belichick blew the game.
Gase outcoached Belichick. Tannehill outplayed Brady.
Talk to me.
We are rolling.
Talk to me, Rob Gronkowski stumbling over his feet. Crank it up! Feel it.
Put a tight end at safety?
They put a tight end at safety!
And he fell over himself.
He fell over his feet! As anyone who's never played safety would! Trying to chase down Kenyon Drake!
So goofy ass off the grass.
Oh my God. For people that don't really understand the gravity of the mistake that Bill Belichick made, pretend it was Adam Gase. Pretend he took out Rashad Jones. and put in Mike Gesicki.
Bad decision.
Bad decision. You'd be calling for his firing today. Bill Belichick. Crank it up.
I don't want it to end.
I feel it. Oh, I feel it.
Get him, Gase.
I feel it.
Coach of the year.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that was implausible. And then, I mean, I watched it. I saw what happened. Then I just heard the radio call that we played, and I'm not certain what happened anymore. But here's the amazing thing. Do you have the actual radio call? Bob Greasy, who we've made fun of this season for his oh no's at inopportune times, he nailed this one. I don't think it was in the montage, but the actual radio call. Do you have the part where Bob Greasy sees into the future? He's finding that. Okay. Bob Greasy, on this radio call, it is unbelievable. He notes, he's like, oh, Rob Gronkowski's back there? Wait a second. He's not going to be able to throw a Hail Mary 75. Listen to this radio call.
New England's got Gronkowski down here.
Yeah, Gronkowski standing at about the 15-yard line.
He couldn't tackle anybody.
I don't know why he's back there.
I know why.
Knock
they
it
throw
down.
It up. They throw it up in the air. He knocked
it
down.
That's exactly why. Tannehill, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do. To Parker. Parker pitches it. And it's Drake.
Drake! 30! 20! Gronkowski's got a tackle! Oh,
no way! What's happening?
No way! No way!
Touchdown! What happened?
Touchdown. Unbelievable! Are you kidding?
Two pitches, then a touchdown.
I like the excitement.
Unbelievable!
I don't believe what I just saw!
As long as we have all this stuff. Do you have the Spanish broadcast? There's the Spanish broadcast. We like to play all the different broadcasts from it. And we're going to celebrate all day long, and we'll break it down. Crowder and I were talking about that actual play, and Crowder can give you an NFL description of what exactly transpired and who really is at fault. But here's the Spanish call.
Tannehill acá tira este pase, lo tiene ahí para Kenny Still. Kenny Still lo da la pelota acá a Devonta Parker. Devonta Parker, Kenyon Drake. Kenyon Drake se va corriendo, cuidado. Kenyon Drake le tira Gronkowski. Kenyon Drake, touchdown, Kenyon Drake. Qué jugada. Miami gana este partido con una jugada sensacional. Tannehill para Kenny Stills. Then después para Devontae Parker. Y después para Kenyon Drake. Rob Gronkowski defendiendo, no lo pudo parar. Y ahí está.
Rob Gronkowski bit the turf. I believe that's how it translates. Rob Gronkowski bit the turf. Do you have the television call? Because Ian Eagle was excellent on the television call.
7 seconds left. Tannehill will throw it. And this will end it after the shovel. Or will it? Miami running around. Circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle. Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle! Miraculous in Miami!
Now, I know a lot of people have heard this. Have you heard the New England radio call?
No.
So they're announcing it. There is, and it's all in here, 30 seconds of them saying nothing after the score. Now, 30 seconds in radio is an eternity.
Yes.
30 seconds, and you'll hear it. It's an eternity. Here's how it sounded in Boston.
Tannehill for the Dolphins survey. What he sees in front of him, a field of defensive backs and a hawking tight end who stands at the 15-yard line. Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills, laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15. Tannehill's going to win the foot race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it on the lateral. Once, then twice, and Drake takes it in, and the Patriots stand stunned in disbelief.
You're not even halfway there.
forgot all about their job.
They just became sad fans.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, you say
for the
so.
Patriots. It's at the end of the first half and at the end of the second half. They left points on the field several times today, including that missed opportunity in the final half minute of the second quarter. And then the Dolphins on the old hook and lateral plays, lateraling it twice, initially to Stills, then to Parker, off to Drake. And with Gronkowski, the last man back defensively for the Patriots.
Never seen anything like it.
Never seen anything like it. Do you have the Titanic call? This was going all over the internet. I say every situation, whether it's sports, politics, whatever, you can make anything even more spine tingling with Celine Dion and the Titanic music.
7 seconds left. Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it after the shovel, or will it? Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle. Touchdown! Canyon Drake, a miracle! Miraculous in Miami.
It is so great. Somebody texts in, I just want to have goosebumps for 4 hours straight. Don't stop playing all this stuff. We're going to have fun today, I promise you. Crowder's going to break it down for you, though, in the next segment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Radio. Radio.com.
The instrumental?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And there was no time left. And then they scored a touchdown.
Woo! That was a good game, man.
Oh, my goodness. So, we were talking about it before the show started. We're going to have some fun today. But I do want to talk football-wise because, you know, I'm saying Bill Belichick lost that game. There are people texting in going, hey, that guy, he's got more Super Bowl rings than you'll ever see. And that's fine. My point was this on Bill Belichick. If you are a genius coach, now, his legacy took a little knock in my book when he sat Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl and just believed, it doesn't matter who my personnel is, I can always be Bill Belichick. And he lost a Super Bowl ostensibly because he didn't have his best defensive player out on the field for the entire game.
Yeah.
Ballsy move. Didn't back it up. It's a ballsy move that he didn't back up. Now, you fast forward to yesterday. Bad coaches will make bad personnel choices all the time. That's what makes them bad coaches.
Yep.
Bad coaches are made to be worse coaches by making bad personnel decisions. I don't think you need to look any further than Mark Sanchez. That's a bad personnel decision to have him as your starting quarterback. It's a bad personnel decision. Now, Bill Belichick, in my mind, it's a 75-yard Hail Mary if it's going to happen. Tannehill had a bad ankle already during the game, had a bad shoulder for 5 or 6 weeks.
He wasn't throwing at 75.
There's no one in the NFL that can throw at 75 yards. Maybe.
Maybe Mahomes, Josh Allen, but no. It might. You know what? He thought he was playing Uncle Rico.
So.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
He was playing Uncle Rico.
He thought Uncle Rico was coming in. He was going to throw the ball
prevent.
A quarter mile.
Prevent. Rico was in. Prevent.
So I say that's a bad personnel decision by Bill Belichick. It's giggly cute. Oh, let's put Rob Gronkowski back there. And he does that in Hail Mary situations. It's not like he was trolling the Dolphins. He does it.
They used to put Randy Moss back there when I played.
And it makes sense. Makes sense. Have a tall receiver, knock it down to the ground. Yes. Like, it makes sense. And Rob Gronkowski's not going to get muscled out of the way by anyone. Like, I get it. It makes sense. If it's from the 40-yard line. Their 40-yard line.
Yes.
Like, this was a bad personnel choice. So now, think about what they're doing. Again, this is akin to Adam Gase taking Rashad Jones out on the final play and putting in Mike Gesicki and asking him to play safety. He's not going to know the angles, nor should he.
No, he has none in his life.
Rob Gronkowski should not know the angles there.
Gronkowski's never been in that situation. I would say, I don't know for sure, but I know since high school.
Right.
He's never been there and watched a running back break wide open towards him and trying to beat him to the pylon. He hasn't been in that situation in 15 years.
So, again, if it's a Hail Mary situation, I can understand. But in that situation, you have to know. You have to know if you're a genius coach. And that's, to me, what it's predicated on. If you are a genius coach, you need to know that this is not a Hail Mary situation. This is a lateral situation. And to be quite honest, maybe two plays could even be run in 7 seconds. A quick out,
yeah.
Which Rob Gronkowski's doing you no good back there on that. Like, it's not going 75 yards to the end zone. There's other stuff that happened in that game. Tom Brady at the end of the first half, I mean, that was brutal. You don't see that from Hall of Fame quarterbacks. He didn't know, I guess, that they didn't have any timeouts left, but someone needs to know that.
That's a coaching fault, though. That's a coaching
problem. Right.
Brady admitted that he thought he had one timeout left, but a coach is in his ear for 30 seconds between plays.
Remember, you cannot take a sack, throw it away, take a penalty. Because even if you take a penalty, we're going to be able to kick a field goal.
Yes, and that was there. But other than that, man, think about it. Gronk playing safety. And it's not a Hail Mary situation, out of Hail Mary range. The running game, the Dolphins ran for 189. The Patriots ran for 70-something, 3 yards a carry. That was schemed up. Brandon Bolden coming in the game and scoring 2 touchdowns, 1 for 50. That was getting out coached. Out schemed on the last play. We talked about that. And then this is what people aren't talking about, which put the Dolphins in the situation they were in. The Patriots scored 6 points in the second half. The Dolphins scored 13 with that last play. That's getting out coached. Yo, go into halftime, the Patriots have the lead, you come out and outscore them in the second half. That is scheme, that is stopping Tom Brady, and that's going to put points on the board. Adam Gase outcoached Bill Belichick in that second half, hands down.
And by the way, how many times do you see, the narrative is always that they'll take our cast-offs, and then they come here, or we go there, and they have a great game against us. And Adam Gase did that with Brandon Bolden. Like, we took their cast-off. And he had an unbelievably spectacular performance. So, again, I really do think that Bill Belichick needs to own that loss. He needs to own that Patriots loss. And that makes it sweeter for me as a Dolphins fan. And to be quite honest, and I've heard this debated on TV all day long, there is a notion, too. They were kind of okay just kicking a field goal there at the end of the game. They had first and goal. And had they scored a touchdown, literally, it is over.
Yep.
You've got now a 2-score lead on the Miami Dolphins. Or if they go for it on fourth down there, you're going to eat more clock, and then the Dolphins have the ball further back. Now, granted, all they have to do is get into field goal range, understood, but I think there's a case to be made, too, on fourth and goal with 15 seconds to go. Like, he thought it was over. It was giggly time for Bill Belichick. Hey, put Gronk back there. Like, you know, it was giggly time. And that dude ate it yesterday, and I enjoyed that very much.
Missed extra point, missed field goal, the end of the half. So that's between 3 and 7 points, that mishap that Brady at the end of the half. The missed field goal's -3, the missed extra point's -1. In the first half, there's between 7 and 11 points that the Patriots left on the board. That would have been the difference in the game. In the second half, the conservative play calling you just hit on, perfectly the same thing I have written down. The conservative play calling in the second half and Gronk playing safety on a play that could not have been a Hail Mary 75 yards out. That's what you don't see. You don't see Patriot mishaps like that.
Never.
They don't make mistakes like this.
Never.
So do you put it on the Dolphins? I put it on Adam Gase for forcing them into bad situations. And I don't want to say Belichick panicked, but something happens when I have 6 things written down that were schematic problems, playing problems, that the Patriots don't usually make those mistakes.
No, I absolutely give credit to Adam Gase. I give credit to Ryan Tannehill. I give credit to Brandon Bolden. Even on that lateral play. Like, it was a perfect lateral from Kenny Stills, who almost cost the Dolphins the game,
yep.
By the way. And it was a perfect lateral from Devontae Parker to get it to Kenyon Drake. And then, by the way, Kenyon Drake deserves a little bit of love for not just lateraling it haphazardly as it looked like it was starting to close in on him. You see that all the time, right? Somebody gets the ball and then, whoop, they just throw it. There's no rhyme or reason to those plays. That play actually developed the way that a play like that is supposed to develop.
Yep.
That wasn't just luck. Like, it developed in a way that that play is designed to develop. There was an extra lateral in there that wasn't planned out. But Kenyon Drake was looking for a lateral and then said to himself, wait a second, I have a little bit of a lane here. Like, let me turn on the afterburners. I'm going to hit this lane. And then he sees, I mean, think about his mouth watering. Kenyon Drake sees, trying to get an angle on him, is Rob Gronkowski, and he's tripping over his own feet. I mean, it was just perfect.
Go get that money. Ted Larson, I know everybody talked about it today. The block down the field on, what was that, the safety? That was Lattimore. Was that wasn't that Lattimore? Yeah,
and then there was what we were talking about before the show.
The Danny Amendola hanging backside. Go watch that next gen set thing and watch how Danny Amendola is hanging out in the middle of the field, and it looks like he's not trying to get into play. But if you look at those lines, because it's cool to see now. I don't like that next gen. He ran 21.9% miles per hour.
Valero put it out on Twitter. Eric Valero, ERICKFALERO on Twitter. This next gen, like, you'll see every single player and the route that they take on the field during that entire play.
And you can see the backside corner and the safety backside kind of just waiting around. Like, why is 80 over here? Is it an extreme throwback? Because they're already pitching it. Is it an extreme throwback? It was those extra 2 yards because number 21 was coming over the top of Gronk. That extra hesitation Dan Amendola created by staying backside made for that extra 2 yards where 21 couldn't get over there. Him getting down, and then this is the schematic side of it. That's a hook and lateral. Kenny catches the hook. Devontae catches the lateral. It's hooking. They've been running that crap for years. You ran that
The Dolphins have the most famous hook and lateral in NFL history. And you saw the way when Kenny Stills caught that and where Devontae Parker was, that was a planned out play. Catch it, pitch it.
Hook and lateral, but then if you go back and watch, Kenyon Drake he flew out the backfield to get in pitch position on the lateral guy. So you have the hook, they catch it. It's a hook route. You catch a hook, then you lateral it. Then Kenny Stills was an option for Devontae Parker. And the reason why, there was like, why Devontae didn't try to gain any yards. Devontae was waiting for Kenyon Drake because that was part of the play. And that's what I looked at. I said, they ran a hook and lateral with an option behind it. This is genius. Danny set backside to hold the backside safety. And Kenyon Drake, if you see when he turned the corner, he had the ball in one hand looking to pitch it. And then like you said, Hawk, he said, hell, it's me and Gronk right now. Watch this.
Like, I can outrun these guys. Nobody's got a beat on me here. And then I'm going to get to the end zone. Because even if Gronk took the right angle, Kenyon Drake would have juked the hell out of him.
Yes, there was no chance for Gronk to make
that play. That was ending in a touchdown. That was not ending with Rob Gronkowski tackling Kenyon Drake. There is no way that thing was going to end with Rob Gronkowski tackling him like a safety.
That's McCourty in the game. The Dolphins get to the 5 and lose by 1.
Absolutely.
Or lose by 5.
That's why I say that it was a Bill Belichick blunder. And I really do believe if Adam Gase had done the same thing, if that same thing happened in reverse, people would be lining up on the phones today to say Adam Gase needs to be fired. And I'm not telling you that Bill Belichick should be fired. I'm not telling you he's not a great coach, because he's still a great coach. But he's got to own that one. He has to own that one. That was a bad personnel decision. And as I was watching Good Morning Football this morning on NFL Network, they were saying, I think it was Peter Schrager, he's like, this could be a gadget play vaulting a team into the playoffs. Like, this is one of those plays, the end of a game where you look back and you go, the difference between being 7-6 and 6-7, having excitement, momentum, belief in what you're doing, can all be traced back, maybe when it's all said and done, to that play. Because they are in the conversation for playoffs right now.
Yeah, 7-6, and they're right. What are they, the seventh? They're in seventh spot right now, I believe, behind the Ravens.
14.
Ravens are 7-6 as well.
Ravens
or eight?
7-6. Yes. Colts are 7-6, and I can't remember the third team, but.
But even past that, everybody talks about last play, and it was amazing. It was one of those miracles. Have they figured out a name? Is it Miami Miracle, Miami Gardens Miracle? I saw a bunch of different stuff.
I don't know what they're calling it. Miami Miracle, I've seen a bunch.
But it was an amazing coaching job. out of Gase offensively on that play too, because like I say, it was a hook and lateral, and we've ran that since the beginning of time. Yeah, no face mask. They were running hook and laterals.
The Dolphins are calling it the Miami Miracle.
Miracle.
A hook and lateral with an option route, with an option pitch behind it off the lateral guy. That impressed me, how they schemed up Dan Amendola running backside and the effort of the guys running downfield. But the offensive play calling, when you look at these receiving numbers, it jumped out to me. Dan Amendola, one catch, 10 yards. Devontae Parker, one catch, 18. Bryce Butler, I don't even know what his face looks like. One catch for 23. Gore, one catch for 24. Drake, one catch for 55. And Stills was the guy, eight catches. He went crazy. Those one-play hitters to random guys are schemed. Tannehill's not looking for Bryce Butler every play. He's looking for it where some scheme, where you saw something. You saw a coverage we can take advantage of, and we can get over top of this second level. We can get inside the line. We can get in between the linebackers and safeties. Guys having one catch for 25, 24, 18, and 55 yards, those are schematic things. That's a coaching job that does that. That jumped out to me when I looked at the box
score. That makes sense. He's not looking for Butler.
No.
He has no idea who he is. He knows as much as we do.
The Z is going to be open on this in cut, and that's what Gase is telling. Hey, when they get in this coverage, throw it to the Z. Bryce Butler's out there, but the scheme, the X and O part of it with Gase is what made it happen. The Patriots made a bunch of mistakes, and the Dolphins schematically outcoached the Patriots, especially in that second half. That second half was impressive to me. And y'all got 67 damn points. You got all the love and excitement you wanted.
Man, that first half was something. That was a heavyweight fight, score for score. There were 7 touchdowns, I believe, in the first half. 7 touchdowns.
We got a 27-21 game early for all you offensive lovers.
Love it.
And then I got my 13-6 second half.
Yeah.
That was a ball game.
That was a fun football game. Even I thought the Dolphins were going to lose, it was still going to be a fun football game. And man, was that unbelievable. And I'm watching again on ESPN. I mean, it is getting shown everywhere because Gronk on that play. I don't normally feel bad for Rob Gronkowski. That dude was put in an awful spot by his head coach.
Yeah.
He was put in an awful spot by his head coach.
Uncle Rico wasn't throwing that biscuit, man.
Back in 82.
75 yards.
I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
I mean, a quarter mile is what Belichick was expecting Tannehill to throw that ball.
I asked you 3 weeks ago. I'll ask you now. Tannehill, 14-19, 74%, 265, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, not many mistakes. Is it swinging back a little bit?
So I don't want to do this today because it's a celebratory day, but no, I want this to be his last season.
Because the man looked good yesterday.
And I'm resolute in that. I really am, because that's one of those games where they hang with him and then they lose at the end. And it just, but I don't want to go there today, but no, it did not swing me at all.
I'll leave you alone about it.
Dolphins Monday on 560 WQAM is defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. Call 305-800-LOSS.
Radio.com.
Party day! Party day!
Come on, fans. Make this run. The weakest schedule remaining in the teams in the wild card hunt, the Dolphins have the weakest schedule remaining.
Well, now, see, I'm not certain I understand that. First of all, Minnesota, and I think we'll have a better grasp on them after tonight's game because they play tonight. But right now, Minnesota, do you know what the line is?
No.
For Minnesota Dolphins, the early line without having seen Minnesota play tonight. You know what the early line is? Game's in Minnesota, right? Yeah, game's in Minnesota. You want to guess the line?
Vikings minus 5?
Minus 8.
Yeah, it's minus 8.
That's what they did with the Patriots,
right,
too.
I mean, there's a huge amount. Man, it is up on TV again.
Yeah.
Vikings
Jags,
minus 8 right now. Jags,
Bills,
you should be able to take care of, and the Bills, you know that they can take care of, although it was a little bit of a shootout. By the way, if you were listening, right, you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly.
If you were listening to the show Friday, you know we always do our Deal Volvo best bets of the week, and our best bet, I believe, was Josh Allen over on rushing yards. The over was, I think, 38.
Yep.
Yeah, 38 on Friday.
On Friday. It was 46. When I bet it for us on Sunday, he had 48 yards rushing on the first drive on the first drive.
That's all he could do.
The other one that we didn't bet that I'm kicking myself, you said Mark Sanchez under on yards.
Yeah.
Under on yards. It was 235 and a half is what it was set at.
No chance.
And you kept saying under, under. I think he ended with like 38 yards passing.
It was 38, yeah.
38 yards passing for Mark Sanchez. He got yanked in the game. Those things, we gave you actual deal Volvo best bets. We've never given you a best bet in the history of however long we've been doing that.
How bad do you have to play to get replaced by a guy that's been on the team 3 days?
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Hey, Josh, I know you don't know the playbook, Josh Johnson. Just get out there and see what happens, big man.
It is unbelievable. There were...
When did Mark Sanchez trick anybody into thinking he was good at football?
But he did have a... Didn't he take the Jets to the playoffs one year?
He didn't. That is Chris Cullen. That was Bart Scott. That was that defense balling. Mark Sanchez was just handing the ball off. Who was it? Thomas Jones and those guys back then. I think, man, Sanchez has been garbage for years.
Some of the interesting stuff that I was reading today, I went out to read, is anyone criticizing Bill Belichick? Because usually he's one of those guys that you just can't criticize. And it happened with that Malcolm Butler thing after the Super Bowl. People were like, yeah, and then he was like, yeah, and then it kind of went away. Like, he never got pressed on it. But I was looking at some of the headlines in the Washington Post. The Miami miracle happened because Bill Belichick messed up. In, let me see what publication this is, because I saw a bunch of these. In the New York Post, that was the Washington Post, in the New York Post, even expatriates are blasting Bill Belichick's bonehead move. Let me see another couple of these.
Talking about Rob at safety.
Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe. Is the Patriots stunner the worst non-playoff loss in Boston sports history? Dan Shaughnessy, I mean, that is like one of the icons of Boston media.
He's always on ESPN and stuff talking.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's another one from, who was the story that you gave us on Friday that talked about?
The Ringer?
Yeah. Was it The Ringer? There was another
about
one.
About the Patriots not being successful in Hard Rock Stadium?
Oh, this one's from SB Nation. SB Nation, the headline is, the loss against the Dolphins was an all-time low for Bill Belichick's Patriots. Like, it really is one after another where people are saying, hey, this is a Bill Belichick disaster. And again, it just makes it more fun for me. That just makes it more fun. That guy, for whatever reason, can you say nuts up?
I use that a lot off air, but I'm scared on air.
He does that in Miami. Right?
Yes.
I'm not making up something here.
During the pregame yesterday, we were talking about this, like, and they were trying to ask me for my football insight. And it's usually the other way, where warm teams that live in the warm weather, can't go to Kansas City in December, New England in December in Gillette because it's 14 degrees and they're not used to that. It doesn't make sense that people living in the snow would not want to come play football in the warm. It doesn't make sense the other way. It makes sense going to the cold, but leaving the cold doesn't make sense. I don't understand why Brady can't play down here. And my thought, if it's not the weather because you don't play worse in the warm than you do in the cold, maybe it's the South Beach flu. Maybe Brady's burning a candle from both ends. Maybe Giselle ain't doing it for him anymore. Maybe he got him a little boo in Miami. Allegedly, I don't know, but I got to explain it.
It is strange. It is so strange. The way that first half ended. With Tom Brady never makes that mistake.
No.
He does not make that mistake. There was no thought in your mind, well, they're gonna sack him and they'll run out. I mean, there was no thought. It's, okay, they'll look, they'll either throw it out of the end zone or they'll have somebody, you know, Gronk will be wide open in the end zone.
And this is where, and it's funny, we've talked about this in the past, actually the Colts game with Tannehill, where this is where I blame the coaching staff, because in Brady's headphones, it's, hey, ace right, 4-5-9-6 on two. Hey, throw the four route, see if the cross is there. If not, throw it in the back of the end zone. Okay, got you. Hey, and they call the play. You go out there. He looks left, looks right, throws that back of the end zone. It didn't happen that way. Brady got pressured because the Dolphins were coming. And after he ducked underneath, when he stood up, he could have slung the ball. And he was still looking for receivers. And then he got sacked, and there was no more time left on the clock and no timeouts. Run the half out. That was a crazy mistake. That swung the game 3-7 points. If they'd went for it again, they'd have scored a touchdown or at least a field goal. 3 to 7 point swing on that play from the 3-yard line. Patriots don't do that.
See, what it strikes me is the way that that ended the first half and the way the game ended. What it strikes me is Bill Belichick saying, hey, it doesn't even matter if we give everything our full attention. We're getting out of here with a victory. We're the Patriots in December. They're the Dolphins. It's arrogant. That's why I'm reveling in Bill Belichick being criticized, you know, across media, because it's arrogant. But he shouldn't be arrogant around the Miami Dolphins. Sorry. And I listen, if you're a Patriots fan, I know. Rings, scoreboard, I got you. I'm talking about yesterday, man.
But how could he be cocky? And I'm with you how people, a team like the Patriots with the legacy they've created over the last 15 years, how they could, you know, maybe take for granted.
By the way, Texan, you mean Dan O'Shag Hennessy? I should have done that. That's from the, the dude that did Get Out.
Key and Peele.
Key and Peele. It's O'Shaughnessy. Yeah. It's O'Shag Hennessy.
Aaron.
Aaron. So what are you saying? I'm sorry.
No. But to that, what about the Dolphins going 21 carries for 189 yards, 9 yards per carry? The scheme of those runs, the bold and long run, the scheme of Frank Gore pulling the right tackle, pulling Juwan James around, they haven't done that in the past. That was a schematic football thing that Gase implemented this year. Juwan James pulling around. Omar Kelly pointed out on his Twitter earlier today, I have not seen that yet this year. Brandon Bowler getting heavy personnel in the game. I have not seen that. So to hell with the last play of the half and the last play of the game. During the football game, during the ins and outs of series to series, the Dolphins were out-coaching and out-playing the Patriots. And then the end of the halves get illuminated because of the end of half. But look through that entire second half and look at what was going on in that game. Patriots are punting, miss field goal, punt, miss field goal, and the Dolphins are going down, running time off the clock, running the ball, 9 yards per carry. Look at the totality of the game. I love the miracle in Miami. That last play was great. The totality of the game is bigger than that last play. How the Dolphins got to be within 5 points of the Patriots with that last play, that's what I'm going to dwell on, because that was a hell of a coach and a hell of a played game by the Dolphins on both sides of the ball.
You got to give them some love today. You do. You just have to. And we said it, you know, kind of jokingly before the game, hey, win out and you're probably going to go to the playoffs. Well, there were two real tough ones on that schedule. This past Sunday, yesterday, and this coming Sunday, Minnesota. But they got past New England. Then they've got Minnesota. That's going to be tough. Then Jacksonville. You feel like they can handle Jacksonville. Then you got Buffalo. You feel like you can handle Buffalo. I mean, they're in the discussion. It's all you want to be at least in December. You want to be at least in the discussion.
And look at those teams around the Dolphins right now in that discussion, and they're teams you respect. So those dumb, and Laro was showing me some stuff, some Twitter stuff, where guys were like, hey, look at, like, that was a hell of a play. That was a hell of a scheme. Doesn't matter. Oh, they got lucky, all that. So you look at the teams that are in the wild card hunt. Look at how many you respect their coaches and their organization. The Dolphins are right there, and you're looking down on them. Just an observation of some of these Twitter and some of these supposed fans out there.
And I don't want to do this today again. It was a celebratory day, but, man. Like to have that Indianapolis game back, wouldn't you? Oh, that third and long. I mean, wouldn't you like to have that game in hand right now?
Then that was the 8-5, six seed. Can't go back.
I don't want to go back.
Let's move forward.
You got some Can You Feel It to start the 3 o'clock hour?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. 3 o'clock hour just around the corner.